SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Англи сурах нь таны амьдралыг өөрчилнө. Та хэлээ сайжруулангаа Австралийн соёл, амьдралын хэм маягийн тухай SBS Learning English-с сураарай. Манай подкастыг хаан ч явсан сонсож болно.
Learning English helps me to gossip.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is Josipa and in today's episode we are going to practice phrases that can be very useful when we are talking about people and their romantic relationships. This is something we tend to do more of around St. Valentine's Day, when there is often more romance in the air. St. Valentine's Day, also known as Valentine's Day, is a holiday celebrated on February 14th each year. It is a day when people show their affection for another person by sending cards, flowers, or chocolates with messages of love. Being single this year means that I might not receive any cards or flowers, but that won't stop me from celebrating love in my own way. I'll share my plans with you later. Right now, let's dive into our language practice. So let's imagine Alan and Claire attending a party. I can actually see them enjoying finger food in corner while chatting about people around them. Maybe we could even say they are gossiping. To gossip means to talk about other people and their personal lives. Often, this is about private matters that they would prefer that people don't talk about. Well, let's hear what Alan and Claire have to say.
Look who just came to the party.
Ooh, it's James. And he's alone. He doesn't have a date.
I heard he's casual with Rachel.
Wait, they're not exclusive, right?
Nah, Rachel's been in an open relationship with Anna for years now.
Really? Huh, I didn't know that. And you? Have you ever tried an open relationship?
Me? No, I get too jealous. Monogamy suits me just fine.
They certainly are having a bit of a gossip, aren't they? A lot has been said. Let's go through it more slowly. So, James came to the party alone, and Claire said,
he doesn't have a date.
Now, we all know that a date can stand for a specific day on our calendars, but it also refers to an arranged meeting of a romantic nature. If you say, I've got a date with James next week, you're likely meeting for a romantic situation. But you can also say, let's make a date when planning something with friends. Alan then said,
I heard he's casual with Rachel.
Being casual with someone is another way of saying that you're casually dating them, which means you're sometimes spending time with them in a romantic way, but that is not too serious. You can also say that you are keeping it casual with someone. Now, do you remember what Claire asked?
Wait, they're not exclusive, right?
Exclusive. So, when we say that something is exclusive, we usually mean that it is special and not available to everyone. If something is exclusive, it's only for certain people. Like an exclusive club is just for specific members. So, an exclusive relationship is one in which you are romantically committed to just one person and not dating others at the same time. So, you can say, we are exclusive. Actually, there are many other ways to say that someone is romantically committed to just one person. For example, Claire could say,
my son and Marco are officially a couple now.
They are officially a couple. If you're officially a couple, you have publicly committed to being in a romantic relationship. Or for example, Let's say your friends got engaged, which means they have decided to get married. You could say,
they're ready to tie the knot.
To tie the knot means to get married and start a new chapter in their lives together. Now, let's go back to our dialogue. Alan said,
Rachel's been in an open relationship with Anna for years now.
An open relationship is a romantic relationship in which people agree that they can have more than one partner. A partner is another interesting word when talking about relationships. For example, we all know that a business partner is someone who works with you, collaborates in a joint business, and shares the same responsibilities. In a romantic relationship, a partner is someone special you share your life with. It goes beyond just dating or being casual with someone. The word partner is actually very useful because it is gender neutral, which means we can use it when talking about females, males, and non-binary partners. And if your partner is non-binary, they do not identify as strictly as male or female. Claire has been living with her partner for many years now, and they have a son together, but they never got married. So Claire can say,
we're in a de facto relationship.
De facto is a fancy Latin term that simply means in fact. So a de facto partner is someone you live with in a domestic partnership, but without being married. It's like being a married couple without the official paperwork. In Australia, de facto partners generally have the same legal rights as married couples, because the law treats them almost the same as people who are married. If you are not married but living in a de facto relationship and wish to learn more about your benefits or legal rights, I recommend checking out the article and podcast episode on the SBS Australia Explained website. It's very likely you'll find translations available in your language. Anyway, towards the end of our dialogue, Claire asked Alan if he had ever been in an open relationship. And Alan said,
me? No, I'd get too jealous. Monogamy suits me just fine.
Monogamy is a type of relationship in which people commit to having only one partner at a time. It's a relationship in which people choose to be exclusive with each other. On the other hand, people who are in open relationships, they may have more than one partner at the same time, are in non-monogamous relationships. It's funny because you might think that the opposite of an open relationship is a closed relationship, but that's not a term we use in English. Speaking of understanding terms, it's much more interesting to listen to people when you understand everything they say. So, let's hear Alan and Claire once again and see how much better we can understand them now.
Look who just came to the party.
Ooh, it's James. And he's alone. He doesn't have a date.
I heard he's casual with Rachel.
Wait, they're not exclusive, right?
Nah, Rachel's been in an open relationship with Anna for years now.
Really? Huh, I didn't know that. And you? Have you ever tried an open relationship?
Me? No, I'd get too jealous. Monogamy suits me just fine.
Remember how I said that I have special plans to celebrate love this year? Well, that's thanks to my best friend Paco, who said...
Josipa, you should definitely join me for Mardi Gras. It is the perfect way for you to celebrate love in all forms.
Hi, Paco, and thanks for joining us today and for repeating your invitation on air. Because now it's official and I'm definitely coming.
You have to be.
I will. I know that every year since you moved to Sydney, you attend the iconic Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival. Can you share with me some of your most memorable Mardi Gras experience so far?
Yeah, I have a funny one for you. I had a friend visiting from Mexico, and it happened to be that it was during the Mardi Gras week. So I told her, we just definitely go, and you have to find an iconic costume. Like, you cannot just go with clothes. So she decided to go as Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
She nailed it. We were having so much fun. And on the way to the parade, we were on the train, and I decided to call her Miss Lopez. And there were some tourists that definitely thought that she was Jennifer Lopez. They were taking photos. We were feeling like we were celebrities. It was so much fun.
So she was looking like so close to Jennifer Lopez that people thought that she was?
She nailed it.
Oh my God, it's great.
It was so much fun.
But tell me, how has participating in Mardi Gras impacted your personal journey and identity?
It's been so nice for me to as a foreigner, to come and experience what a country such as advanced as Australia considers a love to be love. I remember the first year I was here in the parade, I was in tears because I've never before seen, first of all, a parade, but then a parade feel of so many different communities and groups. And, you know, you see police, you see nurses, you see the Latinos, and you can see ACON, you can see all the societies, and you see, like everyone in the cities just wants to be part of that celebration of love. So for me, it was shocking. In Mexico, we have a march, you know, it's still something that you have to fight for your rights, and people don't like you, and you're marching in the streets for awareness. And here it's just like, I just got into the future. People understand how valuable and how beautiful love is. And it's a celebration. And for me, it was shocking. And then after that, I've learned to embrace myself. And I think Sydney and Australia has helped me truly be at peace with how I see love and how I find love. And I think that's very important.
That sounds awesome. You know what? I'm actually so excited that my first Mardi Gras parade is going to be with you so we can celebrate love together.
I'm so happy to have you.
Well, thank you so much. Now we're going to repeat some phrases we practiced in this episode. Will you help us?
Let's do it.
Awesome. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to tie the knot?
To tie the knot means to get married and start a new chapter in their lives together.
What is a de facto relationship?
A de facto relationship is when people live in a domestic partnership, but without being married.
Now, let's practice saying some of the phrases by repeating after Alan and Claire. First, the phrases we can use to describe relationships that are not very serious.
We're seeing each other casually.
We're not exclusive.
We're in an open relationship.
And now the phrases to describe a serious, committed relationship.
They're officially a couple.
They are exclusive.
They're in a de facto relationship.
If you want to make the most out of listening and learning English with me, don't forget to look into our learning notes at sbs.com.au/learnenglish. We are also very active on Facebook. Follow us on SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
You've been listening to SBS Learn English podcast.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.